Every year, the Police Federation publish a national survey into the pay and morale of police officers right across the country. And from that, they're able to deliver a force-by-force results, as it were. So we've got the national survey, and we've also got the results that impact our colleagues here in Kent.
And the main thing that sort of stands out is the fact that obviously 13% of Kent police officers, so they don't have enough money to cover the essentials. It's a trend we've kind of seen across the country in all walks of life. But for it to be happening to police officers, who are our key workers, did this come as a shock to you, or were you kind of expecting it with the sort of current financial climate that we're in?
No, unfortunately, it wasn't unexpected. We were very disappointed to receive no pay rise at all last year following the pandemic. And it was very disappointing that we've got an independent police pay and review body that looks or should look at our pay and conditions, to which we submit evidence along with others. But disappointingly, the Home Secretary wrote to that body and basically hamstrung it so that it couldn't actually award us what it would find. So at the moment, we need to have an independent pay body where the results of that are actually binding, so that at least we get a fair amount of pay. And you're absolutely right, this is a difficult time for everybody. This isn't about us trying to differentiate from anyone else who's struggling. It is literally just seeking what we consider to be a fair pay award for our officers.
That kind of leads me on to my next question, actually, which was, you know, not only did we have the 13% saying they couldn't afford the essentials, but actually almost half of officers saying they are worried about money. Do you think that's kind of just the case of rising cost of living making, you know, everyone a little bit more stressed about money in the future? Or do you think there is sort of a wider issue, like we've seen hospital staff saying they're not paid enough? Is a key workers, do you think, underappreciated and they should be paid more?
Yeah, I don't think police officers are alone, absolutely. And I can only speak for our officers, but it does concern me. Kent isn't the cheapest county to live in. And obviously our officers, they want to have families, they want to buy property, hopefully, and all those things. But I think not only was there not a pay rise the last time, but I think given the fact now that we're seeing all other costs escalate, you know, things like petrol and fuel for getting to and from work, because sometimes our officers have to travel a fair distance, shopping, rent, all of these things are having an impact on our officers. And it is endemic of a wider problem at the moment, but I'm afraid we've been suffering with this for some time, so it didn't come to us as a surprise when we saw those results.
And another thing I kind of wanted to touch on was the fact that 78% of respondents said that morale in Kent Police feels low right now. Do you think that does purely come from that sort of financial worry, feeling underappreciated, or is there sort of more at play there? I mean, recently we've seen quite a damning report come out about the way Kent Police deal with certain elements of crimes like domestic abuse. There must be an immense sort of pressure on all levels of the police right now, professionally as well. Not only, you know, that they're not being paid enough, but there's a lot of pressure on them with these articles coming out.
There are a lot of pressures, and you're quite right in what you say. And when negative publicity and stories come out, quite horrendous stories about other police officers, not necessarily in this force, then, you know, my colleagues do get affected by that. It does upset them, because the vast majority are trying to do a good and professional job. But I think at the moment, it's a number of factors that lead to officers feeling low. And we're still in a stage where we've got far more work than we have officers. And officer workload is an important one. So if you've got a lot of work on the go in what is already a stressful job, don't get me wrong, it's a great career. It's a fantastic job, but it does come with pressures and high workloads. And I think it's a number of different things that are probably eaten away to make officers feel a bit lower than they should do at the moment.